June is upon us. For many, that means summer vacation. And if that includes a flight and you haven't booked it yet, listen up. George Hobica is founder of the website airfarewatchdog.com. George, if we haven't booked a flight, have we missed some window?
Well, you know, I think one of the great myths of booking an airfare is that there's an ideal time or time of week to buy an airfare. Airfares can fluctuate any moment of the week. And there are some deals out there. You just have to be flexible in where you go. For example, let's say Boston to Paris is $1,200, $1,300, $1,400 round trip. Well, New York City to Berlin has been consistently about $650 round trip, including tax. So if you live anywhere near New York City, you take a bus or train or whatever to New York and you hop on and then you go to Berlin and maybe you spend a couple of days and then 69 euros will bring you to Paris, for example.
Huh. So you could just put that together that way, although we just should say sometimes just hopping from Boston to New York, that would cost you $300 depending on, you know, the train. But you can get an $11 bus, as you say, and do it that way. I want to ask you about something you just said. You were sort of myth-busting, saying that there isn't a best day of the week to book, because some sites say that there is, and that it's Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
There is no best time. Now, it's true that the airlines have sales. Some airlines have advertised sales on Tuesday and Wednesday, but sometimes they have better unadvertised sales on a Thursday or a Friday or a Saturday. So I think it's a real disservice to train consumers only to look on Tuesday or Wednesday because they're going to miss out. The best way to find a low fare, Google the term airfare alerts, or Bing it, or search it on the web, and you'll see that a number of companies will send out free airfare alerts to you by email, or they'll tweet them. And these are the best deals, not the ones that the airlines want you to know about.
So you said a few things here. Look at any time, widen out your search. By the way, does that include holidays? And we also hear that sometimes if you choose to fly on the holiday, it might extend your vacation a little bit, but it's worth it for the price you get.
Absolutely. Most people don't want to fly on a holiday, so that is often the cheapest time to fly. Also, Tuesday and Wednesday are the cheapest days to fly, and sometimes Saturday. Also, take that 6 a.m. flight, because everyone wants to leave at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. Take the red eyes and go where it's cheap. I mean, there are some great fares still. New York to Chicago, Boston to Chicago, very, very cheap. It's actually less than it was last year. But in general, fares to Europe and Asia are much higher than they were 2 or 3 years ago, much, much higher.
Well, now, we wanted to ask you if that has to do with the economy, because your website says Iceland Air has some discounted fares. Spain has some discounted fares in August. We know both Iceland and Spain, you know, have economic issues. Is there a connection between Europe's economy and the fares you might be able to get?
There is a slight connection. A lot of the international fares that you're paying now, there's a lot of taxes built into them. A lot of European governments and other governments are charging tourists airport taxes and duty taxes and other fees that add a permanent baseline to airfares. And sometimes, you know, $90 or $100 that simply go to the governments. And sometimes they are adding these new fees simply to balance their budgets. Now, Spain has traditionally had lower taxes. Some other jurisdictions, for example, Ireland, Dublin, Shannon, always cheaper. Since some people will fly to Dublin on a cheap fare and then they'll hop on Ryanair, problem is that if their bags are heavy, they're going to pay a fortune on Ryanair because they charge by the kilogram over a certain amount for your checked bag.
George Hobica, founder and creator of airfarewatchdog.com. Any other last thoughts for people still thinking they want to fly this summer?
Well, I know people are up in arms about a couple of things. Of course, the fees, but you really don't have to pay a fee as long as you pack light and don't check your bags. A lot of people get around the fees by getting these airline credit cards, like United and American now have no fee for the first year credit cards that will give you up to 4 people free first check bag. The real thing that people are kind of angry about, though, is that the airlines are coercing travelers to pay for seat assignments in advance. Hmm. And a lot of people are mad because they can't sit together on the same flight, or they feel like they have to buy the premium seat. I mean, the airlines are still losing money despite all these fees, and one way they're trying to boost their revenues is by making people buy seat assignments. I suggest people fly airlines that don't do this, for example, JetBlue.
George Hobica, contributor as well to Huffington Post. Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure, Robin.
And tell us how it goes. We'll be here, and we'll be back in 30 seconds, here and now.